I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion, bread and juice, reminders of the gospel, reminders of our greatest treasure. Reminders of the relationship we now, as believers in our Lord Jesus, enjoy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We should be rightly terrified of a holy God who consumes in a moment 14,700 people who rebel against him. That's what I deserve. That's what I should get. And not just physical death, but an eternity separated from a good God in whose presence there is fullness of joy. That's what I deserve. And I should be rightly afraid of that. But that fear, not coupled with love and trust of God, recognizing that that fear should not cause me to run far from him, because there is no place to hide from his presence. There's one place to hide from his wrath, and that is in his son Jesus. As a sinner, I run to Jesus and say, there is no escape from the consequences of my sin other than the cross, other than the blood of Jesus. I'm running to Jesus. I want to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from my performance, but a righteousness that comes from Jesus, his righteousness credited to my account. That's my only hope. That's the only hope of any human that has ever walked this planet, is to be found in Jesus. Have you run to him for refuge? Have you hid yourself in him and allowed his blood to wash you clean, to transform your heart, to make you new, to make you pleasing to him in a way that you could never achieve on your own, in your own efforts? If that's you, take bread, take juice as you're served. Reflect on what he did for you, the fact that you are in him as a believer, that you are accepted, that you have access to the Father through grace, a gift you don't deserve, you didn't earn, through the blood of Jesus. Treasure that. Reflect on that. Repent of the other things you treasure and ask him to change your heart so you treasure him rightly. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks together. We'll take that together as a body of believers who treasure him above all else. Father, thank you that today we are welcome. Unlike the priests, barred from your presence, and the people of Israel and the Levites, excluded, the veil is torn in two from top to bottom. We have access through the body of Jesus. Through the flesh of Jesus ripped apart. Through the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. We have a way to enter in safely into the presence of all holy God, who is a consuming fire. And yet today we can enjoy your presence, not because we deserve it, because Jesus does and we are in him. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid to grant us access. Help us never to take that lightly. We receive grace from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat.
His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.